Christ.
Brenda, would you come and share with us our stewardship moment?
Joy. Such a little word, only three letters, yet so powerful. What does it mean? Where do I find joy? Let me tell you a story. When we moved here 19 years ago, Stu had a head start. Karen was in her senior year in high school, but management in Motorola wanted Stu sooner rather than later. He ended up moving to Chicago in January before we moved out in late June. This gave Stu the opportunity to visit churches prior to our arrival. He told me he had found this small ABC-affiliated church in Barrington, and he wanted us to visit. I agreed to visit once we moved here, but told him up front I preferred a larger church. I kept my word. We visited community church for a few Sundays. However, I still pushed to visit other churches. By the end of Christmas Eve, I had seen enough and told him it was time to return to that little church in Barrington. The other churches were missing something that this little church had: warmth, friendship, and joy. I feel joy in the way people are greeted and how our children respond to this church. I see joy in everyone's faces when Zena delivers her sermon. I hear the joy when members share their stories. And I definitely smell the joy when we have our lunches. The biggest joy that I feel and see is how this little church on the corner of Lincoln and Grove reaches out to our community, our region, our nation, and our world. Through our missions, we have supported international organizations such as HAGAR, HEFER, International Justice, ABC's International Missions. We've fed the hungry in third world countries, and we provided to build wells in Kenya, just to name a few. We've provided funds to produce clean water in Michigan, supported disaster victims in Joplin, Rochelle, Puerto Rico, and Nepal. We've fed the homeless on the streets of Chicago and provided them with socks. We've supported the mentoring of teenagers in Chicago to keep them off the streets. We've assisted numerous organizations assisting women and children by helping them to get back on their feet and become financially independent. We've baked thousands of cookies over the years to support various organizations close to our hearts. We've supported our youth when they have traveled annually to Beverly, Kentucky to build and repair homes for those in need. We've provided supplies for their Pelican mission when on their trip to Puerto Rico. I have seen your faces when you provide backpacks to the children at Huff Street. Joy is there when you donate boots for our boot drive and tots for the girls for the back-to-school event. Joy is there when you donate to the Deacons Fund or Love His House Fund. I found this scripture that tells us about joy. It comes from Proverbs chapter 8, verses 32 to 35. And so, my children, listen to me, for all who follow my ways are joyful. Listen to my instruction and be wise. Don't ignore it. Joyful are those who listen to me, watching for me daily at my gates, waiting for me outside my home. For whoever finds me finds life and receives favor from the Lord. What is joy? It is love. Where is joy? It is here in Community Church of Barrington.
May the God of joy fill you to overflowing.